Chapter 11. The Tower of Babel. The whole world spoke the same language, using the same words. While men were migrating in the east, they came upon a valley in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, "Come, let us melt bricks and harden them with fire." They used bricks for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the sky, and so make a name for ourselves. Otherwise we shall be scattered all over the earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men had built. Then the Lord said, "If now, while they are one people, all speaking the same language, they have started to do this, nothing will later stop them from doing whatever they presume to do. Let us then go down and there confuse their language, so that one will not understand what another says." Thus the Lord scattered them from there all over the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the speech of all the world. It was from that place that he scattered them all over the earth. The line from Shem to Abraham. This is the record of the descendants of Shem. When Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arpachshad, 2 years after the flood. Shem lived 500 years after the birth of Arpachshad, and he had other sons and daughters. When Arpachshad was 35 years old, he became the father of Shelah. Arpachshad lived 403 years after the birth of Shelah, and he had other sons and daughters. When Shelah was 30 years old, he became the father of Eber. Shelah lived 403 years after the birth of Eber, and he had other sons and daughters. When Eber was 34 years old, he became the father of Peleg. Eber lived 430 years after the birth of Peleg, and he had other sons and daughters. When Peleg was 30 years old, he became the father of Reu. Peleg lived 209 years after the birth of Reu, and he had other sons and daughters. When Reu was 32 years old, he became the father of Serug. Reu lived 207 years after the birth of Serug, and he had other sons and daughters. When Serug was 30 years old, he became the father of Nahor. Serug lived 200 years after the birth of Nahor, and he had other sons and daughters. When Nahor was 29 years old, he became the father of Terah. Nahor lived 119 years after the birth of Terah, and he had other sons and daughters. When Terah was 70 years old, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. The patriarch Abraham. Terah. This is the record of the descendants of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died before his father Terah in his native land in Ur of the Chaldeans. Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. Sarai was barren, she had no child. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and brought them out of Ur of the Chaldeans, to go to the land of Canaan. But when they reached Haran, they settled there. The lifetime of Terah was 205 years. Then Terah died in Haran.